Cuomo replayed the video shot by NPR member station WBFO during his daily press briefing, saying it disturbs your basic sense of decency and humanity.
Why was that necessary? Where was the threat? Older gentleman, where was the threat? And then you just walk by the person while you see blood coming from his head. And police officers walk by. It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
The governor says watching the video for the first time, he had the same sick feeling he's had when his health officials report the daily coronavirus death toll, which on Thursday was at 42, down from a high point of nearly 800 a day in mid-April. Cuomo says he backs Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown's decision to immediately suspend the officers who are seen in the video pushing the man to the ground. Cuomo says he'd like to see the city pursue firing the officers and that the district attorney should pursue charges against the police. He says it needs to happen fast. Cuomo says it took too long for charges to be filed against the Minneapolis officers involved in the death of George Floyd during a police encounter.
People don't want vagary. People are upset. They're angry. They're frustrated. Give me an answer. Give me an answer quickly.
The governor says he called the man, identified as Martin Gugino of Amherst, a Buffalo suburb, who's in serious but stable condition in the hospital. Cuomo also announced he's backing the state legislature's plan to return to the Capitol June 8th to discuss some measures aimed at curbing police abuses. One is a provision known as 50A. It's been used by localities to suppress prior police disciplinary records when an officer is accused of unjustly harming or killing a person. Another measure would make it a hate crime to call 911 and make a false claim based on a person's race. The measure is in response to Amy Cooper, a white woman in Central Park, who, asked by a black man to leash her dog, called 911 and said an African-American man was threatening her. Other bills would make police chokeholds illegal and codify into state law the state attorney general's authority to appoint a special prosecutor when a police encounter leads to the death of a New Yorker.
New York should pass next week what we call the Say Their Name Reform Agenda. Say Their Name Reform Agenda comes from the long list of names of people who we have seen who have been abused by police officers, by the criminal justice system. And Mr. Floyd is just the last name on a very long list.
Cuomo was asked in the briefing whether he continues to support a nightly curfew in New York City that he jointly issued with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio a few days ago. The curfew has led to the arrest of peaceful protesters who violated it. The governor says whether or not to continue the curfew is a local decision, and he supports whatever the mayor ultimately decides. Cuomo says the curfew has had a positive impact on bringing down incidences of late-night looting. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.